Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas, and this is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and we're coming coast to coast to you this morning. I'm in California, and my sidekick, Mr. Aaron, is over there in Florida. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, my friend. How's it going?
It's going. Everything cool over there in Florida?
Yeah, man. It's beautiful. Beautiful sunny day. Nice, brisk 67 degrees.
Wow. Awesome. It's 44 here, and I had to put pants on.
Hopefully, I don't have to wear pants all year long.
Again. Another fun-packed show. I just want to mention, I don't know if people noticed on Facebook, I have to say thank you again. We were number two in the food category on Blog Talk Radio this past week. So thank you, everybody, for joining in and listening to our show each and every week. And I think, Aaron, I smell number one. I'm tired of smelling number two, so I think number one is just around the corner.
Oh, it's got to be just around the corner. I might have a stroke if we end up with a number two again. But, yeah, I'd love to see a number one. I don't know if I'm a stroke out for another number two or if I'm a stroke out when we hit a number one. I don't know.
You got a problem if you go stroke out over number two, but that's a whole other story. But so, yeah, thank you, everybody out there, for listening to our show. It's been great the last 14 months. We started off with a humble 23 listeners, and now we have boosted ourselves up to at least 24. So it's been a wild ride, but thank you for everyone who has been listening and participating, all the guests, the sponsors, et cetera, et cetera. So got that out of the way, and we've got quite a lineup today, Aaron. We've got all kinds of great people coming on the show. We're actually going to be surrounded by a bunch of beautiful women today.
I mean, come on now. Does it get any better than that? I mean, it's a beautiful life whenever you're in that situation.
And yet, we are like a foodie sandwich. We're just sandwiched between all these beautiful women today.
Man, this might have just made my day, actually.
Well, what we're going to do is, speaking of beautiful women, we're going to bring on our first guest. It's the one and only Kitty Cat. Now, you haven't actually met Kitty Cat yet, have you, Aaron?
I have not, no.
Oh, well, you're going to have the pleasure of meeting Kitty Cat, our sinful desserts lady. She'll be coming on here, joining us here in a second, as long as I can hit her intro and get her on the phone here. And the intro is, there it goes, it's going to work now. All right, we're going to have Kitty Cat coming on.
Introducing Sinful Saturdays with Kitty Cat, your queen of sweets.
And there you go. That's the sexy intro for our Kitty Cat. And hopefully, the thing is, be a little delayed today. Hopefully, we got her on the phone. Good morning, Katarina.
Good
How are
morning.
You?
Good morning there, Pilgrim.
Good morning.
I heard you had to put pants on this morning.
Yeah, it's 44 degrees here in California, so, you know, I have to wear pants today, which is very unusual, but, yep, I put on the big jeans,
you don't
we're
have
sitting
the,
here with jeans on.
Well, you don't have the same problem that, that most pilgrims do you, when it comes to your pants?
What's that?
They're usually kind of hanging around your ankles because you wear your belt buckle on your hat.
Ah, very good.
Hi there, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Are you ready for our show?
Absolutely ready for it. We definitely got things started off on the right buckle.
I knew that'd get you going this morning there, Frank.
I have my finger on the rim shot button, but since the machine's not working so well this morning, but I'll just say, but I'm pumped for that one.
Well, you know, Thanksgiving. I mean, I can't believe it's just around the corner, and we're going to be talking about kicked up desserts. And you know what kicked up is code for, right?
Kicked up. Well, now, when you say kicked up, I think of alcohol. Is that what you're talking about?
Of course. Absolutely.
All right.
So I've boozed up a couple of them, but I mean, Thanksgiving Day, you know, is probably the one occasion each year where gluttony becomes a patriotic duty. And so all of us are going to do our parts. And, of course, the dessert table is probably one of the highlights, you know, of the event. And, you know, it's also one of those holidays where, you know, people travel from all over the place to see everybody once a year and then realize that it's way too often. So at least we have the food to comfort us and the booze, too.
Yes. Amen to that.
So our dessert, are you ready to jump into our dessert menu? Because you've got lots going on today.
Yeah, I'm ready to jump. Go ahead. We do have a lot going on. And I don't know how we're going to squeeze it all into 2 hours. But we're going to try. So you jump. We'll catch you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've got lots going on today, too. I'm going to do the segment, and then I'm heading over to Donna's, and I think you're going to be reporting from over there later today, too.
Yes.
So
yes,
I don't know if
are.
I'll catch you, but if not, at least we did our thing. But,
yes, we did our thing.
Okay. All right. Well,
you know what my problem is? You know what my problem is? I don't do my thing enough.
I knew that would just, you know, while I'm ahead. All right. Getting to the desserts. I've got four items that I prepared for the blog for the next couple of weeks. And since Thanksgiving is a little less than 2 weeks away, I'm going to try to do two a week, and hopefully we won't have another hurricane to kind of screw up our schedule, but keeping our fingers crossed for the best. The first one is a Grey Goose vodka cranberry lemon cake.
All right. You just did a mouthful there.
Well, Grey Goose is like my favorite vodka in the world, and I'm a drinking girl, and between my vodka and my whiskey, I keep happy lots of the time. So Grey Goose is definitely something I enjoy, and so I created this one with a cranberry compote that I made and added a little bit of lemon juice and some lots of lemon zest to the cake and made like a little syrup glaze and poured it over the cake. And I'm taking that over to Donna's to do. So we're going to get a report today to see what everybody thinks of that.
Oh, great.
The next one is a pumpkin butter whiskey ice cream.
Wow. I'm glad you came on this morning.
That one is killer. I actually took some and shared it with some friends yesterday, and they loved it. And Donna's getting some of that today, too. So we'll see how that one goes over.
Okay.
And then a lot of people have always asked me, you know, how to make pumpkin butter. Pumpkin butter is really, really easy to make. And you just basically take some pumpkin puree, and you make apple butter the same way. Have you ever had it, like when you were growing up? It's a very old-fashioned thing. You don't see a lot of it, you know, these days. You kind of see it at the Amish market if you've got any of those little cute little Amish markets out your way. We've got lots of them up and down here.
You know what?
We've got lots of them up and down here.
There's not, you know, not a whole lot of buggies riding up and down the road here in California. But
well, we've got a lot of them up and down the East Coast. And so it's one of those things that you kind of find on their store shelves. But, you know, every now and then I'll catch it in the grocery store. But it's so easy to make. And it's just the puree of either pumpkin or apple, and I like to kind of combine it together. And you add, you know, a little bit of granulated sugar, brown sugar, and then a bunch of spices, and then cook it down until it gets really thick. You can spread it on some toast, make a sandwich of it, add it to desserts between, you know, layers of cake, or do what I did and bake it into a new hot milk cake that I developed. And I just put up the picture on the Facebook page. So if you want to see what it looks like, you got to check this out. It is out of this world good. And, again, I shared it with some friends yesterday, and Donna's getting some of that today too. This was so good.
You've
and
been
I actually,
busy.
I've been busy. I'm telling you. My life is work, work, work these days. But I love what I do. And things are starting to fall into place where I'm getting kind of everything under control and going to be able to enjoy life a little bit more, which will be fun. And doing
good.
More of what I love. So, yeah, that's
Aaron,
an important thing, I think, in life.
All I know is I should have drank a lot more. Or I'm totally dumbfounded by pumpkin butter. I cannot get over the idea of pumpkin butter.
What?
It's so good.
I was going to ask, Aaron, have you ever buttered your pumpkin?
I've buttered my pumpkin once or twice, but I don't think it tasted good. So
I'm on the floor. Stop it. Well, my jacked up pumpkin butter's got rum and dark chocolate in it too. Does that help,
wow.
Aaron?
Holy cow! I need a shot right now.
I thought you were gonna say I need a shower.
No, the shower comes after the shot. I need the shot first.
Well, and so my last one then, since the shower seems to be right around the corner, I'll kind of throw this in, and then I'll let you guys go at it. But the last one is a pumpkin and butterscotch pie in a ginger crust with a hot chocolate glaze.
Oh, man. I can just, like, that stuff is like you smear all over your body.
And the hot chocolate.
Somehow, I knew when hot chocolate got added, he was going to think about putting it all over his body. I don't know why, but I knew it was hot chocolate. He was going to lose his mind.
Well, you may want to think twice about that, because the hot part actually comes from the ancho chili. It's not like hot milk. It's, yeah.
That's a total, don't put that on your body.
So careful where you put that. And but otherwise, I think, you know, we've got a pretty doggone good menu. What do you think?
Well, it sounds pretty good to me. Now, all these things, are they posted on your goodfoodgourmet.com?
They will be over the next week and a half. I'm going to be sharing the first one on Monday. And that one is the recipe for the hot milk cake with the pumpkin apple butter in there. And I added the rum and the dark chocolate to this one, and it was just so delicious and so good. And I think everybody's going to love this recipe. It's very easy to make. It's very similar to just a basic butter cake, except you don't whip the butter. And this, it's even easy for a guy to make, because all you do is you melt the butter in the milk. You just heat it up together. You add the flour and all the ingredients to the bowl, and then just add in the liquid, and then just stir it up and pour it in a pan. It's that easy. So
see how
easy, delicious.
See how simple that sound, Aaron? It's just like, you add the butter. Oh. You add
well,
the
you
milk.
Know
I know she's saying that with that sultry voice on purpose.
Yes.
But yeah, it's one of those things. It's like I'm speechless almost. It's not easy to get me speechless.
Well, I don't know about sultry voice, but I think it's probably the dessert that's doing a number on you more than
that must be what it is. If
that's what it is. Katarina, I got a question.
Yes.
Katarina, do you know how to make a dessert out of turkey? This is not a joke. Do you know how to make a dessert out of turkey?
Dessert out of turkey? Well,
yeah.
God, they made dessert out of bacon, so it can't be all that hard to do. I guess you could probably, you know, caramelize.
Candy turkey.
What do you say?
Candy turkey, this is what she's talking about. Caramelize the turkey.
Well, I'm just wondering. Matter of fact, that might be a good idea to ask people to post
recipes on how you can make a dessert turkey. I was thinking about you could, like, dip it in caramel or something. I'm not sure how that would taste.
Well, but, you know, you caramelize anything and it would taste good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and look at you know, all these people that are using, like, chicken skin, you know, and, like, rendering out the fat from chicken skin. You could probably do the same for turkey skin and caramelize that and throw it on top of a maple donut or something and turn that into dessert.
Well, if anybody out there has got any ideas, I want them to let us know and tell us on Facebook what their ideas on how to take. You know, you always hear about, I mean, we got all the leftover turkey. You know, it's always, you know, turkey salad, turkey casserole, turkey this, turkey that. But I just wonder if anyone's ever taken turkey and make a dessert out of it.
Well, there you go. That's
you
the challenge today.
You inspired me. I'm making. You've heard of candied apples. I'm making candied turkey pops. But it's got to be peach flavored candy coating, so it's a hard peach flavored crunch with the turkey gooey inside.
I like that. Or you could have, like, it tastes like cranberry, like a cranberry
or
coating.
Cranberry candy coating around the turkey. Yeah.
And then all you have to do is just gobble, gobble, gobble it up.
It's happening. I'm doing it next week. It's over.
You see, now I got that. Aaron didn't get that.
Yeah, I know. It went right over his head. It was like,
I know. I there are some things I choose to avoid even commenting on.
I've been hanging around him too long, Aaron, so I know him a little too well. I think that's
too many
my
conversations
problem.
Like that. Well, too many conversations like that get you in the shower way too early. So, time to avoid all.
So, Katarina, you're going over to the Annapolis crowd. What do you guys call that? Food Friends and Fun, or what is it?
Yeah, it's a foodie group we started, and actually this month is our 1 year anniversary, and we get together every 3 or 4 months or so, and you know, bring our group together. I think she's got about 20 people or so coming today, and she's got a gorgeous waterfront house in Annapolis, and we all just kind of descend on her, create, you know, mayhem and havoc, and everybody brings something. We've got someone bringing all kinds of delicious drinks that we're going to be mixing up, and everybody's bringing a different dish, and, of course, I'm bringing a whole bunch of desserts. And it's just really a food fest. I mean, we go there, and we end up just rolling home. So can't wait. But I wanted to do the show with you this morning, and then
yes,
I was going to get all my stuff together and head over to Donna's. So if I catch you over there, I'll catch you.
You know, if you get there, we're supposed to be talking to Donna and everybody that's over there at 12:30 your time. So if you make it over there, make sure to tell Donna what the phone number is, because I've sent her the message. 714-242-5272. Make sure she calls in. But we're going to be talking to you guys over there at the little get together, and have fun over there if we don't talk to you. And thank you for bringing all these delicious, sinful desserts to us for Thanksgiving.
You are so welcome. Always a fun time. Love
you
guys.
And make sure everybody, love you. Take care. Everybody check out goodfoodgourmet.com. You'll find all these things that Katarina has been talking about. She'll be posting those in the coming week. And I guess we'll let you go. Have fun over there.
I will. Have a great one.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Katarina.
Bye, love.
Bye-bye.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, and that was Katarina. Check it out. She comes on every month, and next month I think she'll probably have Christmas up her sleeve, because it'll be in December, and with some desserts, sinful desserts. And we're running actually ahead of schedule, so I want to see what we can do here to play a song. We got Saber Ricci coming on next. You know Saber Ricci, right, Aaron?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, she is the celebrity chef, or she's actually chef of the celebrity. She's coming on to talk about her new book, and she's going to be starting a monthly segment about recipes for love. And actually, I've got a song called Recipes for Love, if I can find it here, by J.C. Dawn, who was on our show, I don't remember when it was, 4 or 5 weeks ago. So everybody hang tight. We'll be coming back here in a few minutes after the song. We're going to Recipe for Love, and we'll have Saber Ricci joining us. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
couple dozen roses. Boy, we got a good thing going at the moment. A little slowly. Baby, mix it up. We got a recipe for love. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, mix it up. We got a recipe for love.
J.C. Dawn, her song Recipe for Love. By the way, if you missed that interview, that was a great interview. You can always go back and listen to our past shows. Click on blogtalkradio.com/brilliantideas. Go to the archive, listen away. And we actually don't have Saber Ricci on yet. Saber's supposed to be joining us here shortly, and I'm making sure everything's working. Are you there, my sidekick?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right. Test, test, 1, 2, 3. We're having problems over here with the computer again, but oh well, life goes on. So Thanksgiving's around the corner. We talked about it last week, Aaron, and what kind of turkey are you going to make? Are you going to make that one where you fry it, you bake it, you dip it, and you smoke it?
Bake it, smoke it, fry it. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't tell you what happened to me last week. Remember last week we were talking about me grilling a turkey?
Yes.
Well, after the show, I go outside, letting the dogs out, and I start smelling gas in the air. It turns out my propane tank had a leak in it. So I called up the gas company, and then they all started freaking out, telling me to evacuate the building and do all this crazy stuff, turn off the gas, turn off everything, don't walk near it. Anyway, make a long story short, I had a propane tank leak, and they had to come out and fix it. And now it's leaking again, so they decided they're going to replace the propane tank. So that kind of messed up my turkey grilling project last weekend.
Well, you know what I do, and you know how I cook, and you know how Hank Bob cooks, and you know how my family does.
Yeah.
That's what you get for grilling on gas. I don't feel sorry for you.
Well, it's a good thing I smelled it because I went out there and lit up my my grill and started cooking the turkey. It might have been one heck of a mess.
Oh, it could have been. I am glad it all got worked out though. And it's not something that caused a real problem, but
no,
you know, it's still
no, but
charcoal and wood. And charcoal and wood.
Yeah, well, 250 gallons of propane with a spark might have been a little bit of a mess, but anyway, everything worked out. And I think we have Saber Ricci joining us now, and if I can get this thing to work properly, we're going to bring Saber on. Let's see here. Come on, computer, please work. Please work. Here we go. Come on. Don't you love this, Aaron? It's like every week there's always some kind of problem.
Hey, you never fail. I mean, it's,
I never fail. Saber, are you there? Still don't. Hang on, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We got it's spinning. It's trying, and I think it's going to work now. Okay, Saber Ricci, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Yes. Sorry. Good morning. Sorry, we're having some more technical difficulties. More. Welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us this morning. Say hello to my new sidekick, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm fantastic. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic, too, in sunny Malibu today.
Oh, you're in Malibu.
Oh, Malibu.
Is it chilly in Malibu like it is here in San Diego?
It's cooler. It's definitely cooled off in the next, you know, in the last couple of days. When I got here early in the week, it was really warm, but it's cooled off considerably in the last couple of days. So, but beautiful, crisp, and sunny, and I love it. I'm ready for a little cool weather. It's been unusually warm this year.
Yeah, I was just saying when I started the show, just like 3 or 4 days ago, it was like 94 degrees, and then this morning it's like 44. So it's been a big change from just a few days ago. But hey, I love it too. It's nice and crisp, and it's fall. Hey, in California, we can't complain. We have to have fall weather, right?
Exactly. I told my husband last night, we went out and I said, wow, it's finally starting to feel like fall. And I got a little sense of the holidays coming on. I actually got the vibe. Because up until the last couple of days, it definitely hasn't felt like that. So I'm excited. I love the fall, one of my favorite seasons.
Same here. Well, everybody, as I said earlier, Saber Reach is joining us, and she's going to be talking about her new book. And also, she's going to be talking about, I call them recipes for love, but things that you can do, I guess, to spice up things for you and your lover. And, Saber, first of all, I wanted to thank you for joining us, and I wanted to talk a little bit about your new book that's coming out. And while you tell everybody, I guess, is it out in the market yet, or are you having pre-sales?
Pre-sales. You can pre-order on Amazon right now and save actually 32% off the list price.
Right.
So that's Sexy Star Sign Cooking, an astrology cookbook for lovers.
All right. So what's in this book? I can already tell it's kind of intriguing. Well, so what? Tell us some things that are in the book.
Well, this book I cover each sign. In my last book, we talked about each sign rolls a different part of the body and
right.
Eight foods that support the health of that particular system. Well, in this book, this is all about love. I talk a little bit about what each, who each sign is compatible with and who would make the perfect partner for those of you out there still looking. And if not, how to spice up your own love life with who, loving the one you're with. So I talk about, but if you are looking, I talk about, good mates, good compatibility, and also the way, as most of us know in the food business, the way to anyone's heart is through their stomach, right? So what better way than to, spice it up with foods that stimulate. So, so it's really fun. This is really one of the funnest projects I've done in my career, and I can't wait to share it with the world. And that will be on the stands in bookstores and available on January 8th of next year. But you can pre-order, like I said, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the local online bookstores.
So you said that the way to a person's heart is through their stomach, and the older I get, the bigger my stomach gets, so there's a long way there.
I
actually think that's where my heart is located.
You think your heart's located there?
Yeah, I think that's where my heart is located.
Well, I think that we all have that problem from time to time. Those of us that love to eat, anyway. I was in Europe for, I would have been in Europe, for almost 6 months. But the last month, I ate my way through Italy, and so I'm just trying to get that weight off before the holidays roll around, so I can certainly sympathize.
Put it back on. Get it off for the holidays, you can put it all right back on. That's what I'm going to do.
I've been to several pizza parlors myself, and I think I eat my way through Italy. So that's easy to do.
But the pizza in Italy, there's nothing like it. Oh, I don't know what they do that we don't, but I've never had a bad pizza or a bad meal for that matter in Italy. It was just marvelous. It was, I can't wait to get back. So, but today I thought I'd talk about, because we are in the month of November, and we're in the sign of Scorpio. We're all having birthdays now. Some of our friends out there have celebrated their birthdays already. I know Lori's birthday is coming up on November 14th. And
right.
So I thought I'd talk about some of the Scorpio recipes in the book and share a couple of the recipes to entice people. Hopefully they'll get on and order one of the books.
And that's what it's all about.
Yes, absolutely.
So what's the special recipe for Scorpios?
Well, there's eight of them. I do eight foods and eight recipes to go with those foods. So the one that they're eight. Let me talk a little bit about the food, and then I'll talk about the recipes that go with that. Okay. The I'm going to start with a cocktail. How's that?
Wait a minute. That's how we start the show. So go ahead. Start with a cocktail.
That's what I figured. Okay. Well, you've all heard of the old adage, absence makes the heart grow fonder. But what about absence? the aphrodisiac liqueur that first made its way, it was first made in the 1700s and
right.
was at the height of its popularity in France during the 1800s. And then they took it off the shelves because it was, they said that it created madmen.
Well, doesn't every alcohol and liquor do that?
Yeah, because they also called it the Green Fairy or Green Devil because of the intoxicating and hallucinating effects of the ingredient wormwood. But they now, since then, it's made a resurgence, and they removed the wormwood. But it's still an alluring liqueur, and it is something that I would definitely suggest adding to one of your evening cocktails. So I created an absinthe cocktail, and it is it's a mixture, a combination of absinthe, savory liqueur, or otherwise known as Sabra liqueur. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's a mandarin chocolate liqueur imported from Israel.
Wow.
And it's divine. So you've got one part absinthe, one part Sabra liqueur, one part Godiva dark chocolate liqueur, one part squeezed oranges. And then you want to plus enough to do the rims of the martini glass, and you're going to top that. You're going to coat the rims with cocoa and add it all to a shaker and with ice and shake, 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 and pour it out and garnish it with an orange twist.
Wow. I have to ask, I have to interrupt you for a second. Now, this is strictly for a Scorpio, or can an Aries have one of those too?
No, all of these foods are interchangeable. It's just absinthe is considered an aphrodisiac, so it is, Scorpios rule the reproductive system, so all of the Scorpio foods are aphrodisiacs. The other foods are all foods that promote pheromones and love feeling, but the Scorpio are actually the aphrodisiacs. So,
okay.
But anybody, most certainly, these recipes are not limited to one particular sign. It's just foods that are suggested for that sign, but they cross over to anyone. Certainly, anyone who loves mandarin orange and chocolate together would love this absinthe cocktail.
Sounds good to me. Aaron, what are you? What kind of sign are you?
I'm Cancer.
You're Cancer. I feel like I'm at a bar. Hey, what's your sign?
What's your sign? Haven't we met here before?
we have been here before.
Yes,
we have. Did you want any recommendations on women that would be good for you, Aaron?
Sure. Feel free to make any recommendations that you may see fit.
Well, Cancers have a natural affinity for other water signs such as Scorpio and Pisces. Those are, you know, probably their best matches. But any of the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, are also really good mates for a Cancer.
So pretty much you got the whole gambit.
So I pretty much can choose from anything, is what you're saying.
No, but
the
Cancers with Scorpios or Scorpios and Pisces are definitely the best matches, but you also get along well with water signs, and I'm a water sign. You know,
Pardon? I said I knew there was an attraction right from the beginning because you're a water sign also. I just knew it.
Well, the only problem with us water signs when we're together, you know, there's a lot of feeling and emotion going on, and sometimes it's good to have an earth sign to bring us back down to earth. So that's why the like a Taurus or a Capricorn or Virgo come into play. So,
A question: do the water sign people like hot tubs?
Yeah, absolutely. They also love living by the water. I always have to have water. I have to have with the water or be on the water. It's essential to my well-being.
So we're in segment two, and we've gone from showers to hot tubs. I don't know where the rest of this show is going to end up, but I'm sure it's going to be crazy by the time it ends up.
Yeah, we always end up there somehow. So anyway, it's vapor. So we got the absinthe cocktail. What other things do you suggest?
Well, there are eight other things, but I know you've got a big lineup today. So
keep going. We got plenty of time. We're just messing around here. What other things you got?
Okay, wonderful. Well, the other thing, this is actually one of my favorite cocktails, and my cousin, you know, we've all had Bellinis, made with champagne and peach puree, right? Well, this is a Bellini champagne cocktail that is made with vodka, a white peach puree, and, you know, you can't always get, I like to use my own, you know, fresh peaches and do my own puree, but you can also get the perfect puree of Napa Valley. I'm sure all of the chefs out there are really aware of this product, such a great product, and I love the white peach. I always keep that in my freezer to whip up a batch of these when I have guests. This is actually what is my cousin's recipe from Boston, and I put a couple of my own little touches on it. But anyway, it's a vodka, you know, premium vodka, whatever your, we all have our favorites. So that's up to you. But the white peach puree, peach schnapps, one part champagne or Prosecco, and then four slices of peach if it's in season, and four mint sprigs. And you just add the vodka, the peach puree, the peach schnapps, and the champagne to the shaker and shake it up and pour it into your chilled martini glasses and garnish it with a peach and mint sprig. And
wow.
Sounds
good.
Well, the effervescence in champagne is my tongue's getting twisted here. But
it's because you've been drinking too many of those drinks over there that you're making.
Exactly. you know, it's such a, the bubbles just really, with the bubbles, with the vodka, it just really, well, you know, champagne has been known to be an aphrodisiac, not just by reputation alone, but it does conjure up thoughts of romance and celebration. And part of the belief is founded on the physical reaction to the effervescence. That, you know, once it enters the bloodstream, it makes the drinker feel warm and fuzzy. And one of the most powerful responses to any aphrodisiac is caused by fragrance and aroma. And this cocktail has all those components.
Hey, Aaron.
Well,
Aaron, do you see a theme here in the show today?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting the theme. Let's get drunk. And that's kind of where it's at right now, because I'm looking at a bottle of Crown. It's not going to taste as good as a peach Bellini, white peach puree with some awesomeness, but it might do the trick for right now.
Well, gentlemen, I would highly suggest this for your, if you're trying to woo any woman, this is a great way to do it. I'll tell you, if I showed up and someone had one of these drinks for me, they'd have me right where they want me.
Well, in fact, I think I'm going to the store and buy me a bushel of peaches today. So what other recipes do you recommend?
All right, why don't we do, we'll actually do some food here.
All right. Now we're all drunk and all geared up. Let's eat some food.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that with the holidays coming around the corner, one of the Scorpio aphrodisiac foods is pomegranate seeds, and the crimson orbs are said to be a symbol of Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love. And as such, are potent aphrodisiacs, and that term was derived from the seductive goddess, Aphrodite, who was the goddess of sensuality, beauty, and lust. So expect those same results when serving pomegranate to that special someone. And, you know, the seeds represent, you know, fertility and all of that good stuff. But anyway, one of my favorite salads for this season, and one that I shared in the book, is a mixed baby green salad with caramelized pears, a pomegranate vinaigrette, crumbled gorgonzola, and toasted pecans, and then garnishing it with pomegranate seeds. So amazing.
Wow.
Such a great, great dish for Thanksgiving, you know, a great accompaniment to your turkey and all the other things you'll have on your table, but really beautiful for Christmas time too. And I know a lot of people this time of year, you're going to other people's homes. This is a great salad to take on the go because you can toss it once you get there, put everything in a cooler. And so I think it's a great holiday salad to take to your friends and family's homes when celebrating this holiday season.
It sounds wonderful. And now, if anybody want to find these recipes, are these in the book or do you have these separate on your website?
These are in the book, but I'll post that salad recipe on Facebook and on my website. So you can go to savorrichie.com, and I'll have that recipe posted.
Great. And matter of fact, everybody who's listening, we've got Savor Richie's website. All you got to do on our site here, all you got to do is click and go to on the link, and it'll take you straight to her website. And go out and also check out her book. Now, if they want to get the discounted book, the pre-sale book, they can get that. Is that on Amazon?
That's right. It's on Amazon right now, and it's 32. If you pre-order, it's 32% off the list price.
Okay, great. And everybody check that out and check out her new book, and it's called Sexy Star Sign Cooking. And Saber, we appreciate you joining us this morning with all your delicious treats. And Aaron and I are going out to buy a bunch of peaches. I know that for sure. And I'm gonna get a hot tub. So.
Oh, God, it's been so fun, and I'm wishing you and everybody else a really happy holiday season.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy it yourself, and come back and see us. I guess you plan on doing this every month with every sign, right?
That's right. So I'll be back next month with Sagittarius. Same time, same place, I'm assuming.
Great.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you. Take care. Enjoy Malibu.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. You too, Saber. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, go and check out SaberRicci.com and check out her book. And we appreciate her joining us this morning. And every month she'll be coming back telling you about the different star signs and the types of food that you should be using, I guess, basically to lure in someone else from another sign. You got a cool sign there, Aaron, because you pretty much attract everybody.
Apparently, I'm attracted. Let's clarify this. I don't attract everyone. I attract anyone who's totally insane. Let's get that straight.
So in other words, you say what's your sign? They say crazy. That's the kind you get, right?
Pretty much. That's the ones that come here.
All right, we're going to take a brief break. I'm going to play a little Simonica. I think it's kind of appropriate. The song is called Unstoppable, and we'll come back, and we'll be bringing on our Jersey style news reporter, food news reporter, Laurie, and then we're going to be joining the Annapolis group with their, I guess, I don't know what you call it, their eat-in over in Annapolis. So everybody hang tight. This is Sister Monica Unstoppable. We'll be back right after the song.
Hey, baby, I miss you already. I get it bad, like something I can't control. I wake up thinking about you, I go to bed thinking about you. You know what it's like, you know what I'm talking about.
Like a train running down the track, like a fire burning out of control. Like the wind whipping down my back.
Hey, when you want somebody like I want you, you do some things you shouldn't do. Travel miles and miles to get to your door. Just in love, can't take no more. My love is on fire. I'm filled with desire. Unstoppable. Like a train running down the track. Like a fire burning out of control. Like the wind whipping down my back. It's unstoppable. Like the force of a hurricane, like the earth shaking up the ground, like a feeling that you can't explain. I believe.
like a train running down the track, like a fire burning out of control, like the wind whipping down my back, it's unstoppable, like the force of a hurricane, like the earth shaking up the ground, like a feeling that you can't explain, it's unstoppable.
And we are back, and we've got quite a theme going on here today. And by the way, Sister Monica's song, she told me in when she was on our show that that was her booty call song, so I thought that was appropriate.
That's funny.
And let's see, segue time. Speaking of calls, we've got Laurie, our Joycey girl.
Oh, Lord, what kind of segue for you right there.
Laurie, are you there?
I'm here, guys. Hi, how are you?
All right, welcome to the show. Are you taking notes on all those delicious treats that Saberici was talking about?
Oh, of course, of course. I guess Scorpios are close together. That was very sweet of her.
By the way, we have to say something, too, Aaron. Speaking of that, Laurie's birthday is on Wednesday, so we need to tell her happy birthday.
Aww.
Happy birthday today. Happy birthday for Wednesday, since we probably won't be fucking then.
Oh, yeah, I have to party the whole week. Actually, I should party the whole month.
That's how I know.
A birthday week. So happy birthday, Laurie.
Thank you. And she's right about the champagne. I love almond champagne. I don't know if you
almond
guys ever
champagne.
Had. Really, I think you said you have had almond champagne. Aaron, did you ever try it?
Almond champagne or the... The Merlot.
Almond champagne.
No, I've not tried almond champagne, no.
Did you try the Merlot?
All right, so I went to four stores looking for it, and I couldn't find it anywhere, so I settled on a different Merlot, only because you tried to talk me into the Merlot thing, so I said, well, you know what, I'll give it a shot. So I went out, and I bought Purple Cowboy. And I had to buy it was purple, and there's a cowboy on the bottle. So, I mean, I had to buy it. And it was actually not half that. I was pretty impressed. And it was one of those things, one of those moments where I only drank the Merlot because you said Merlot is not the Merlot of past. And trust me, Purple Cowboy is not a winery of past. So it was not bad.
Did it taste like cherry pie and basil?
It didn't
all
taste
those
like
things?
Cherry. It was no cherry pie, bagel cream. Almond splash, lemon meringue, peach cobbler. It wasn't one of those. It wasn't one of those Merlots, but it was a little bit of chocolate. It was a little bit of sweet. It was good. So yeah, I'm not. I was not upset with the choice,
well,
and
good.
I may
See?
Stick with Purple
yeah.
Cowboy.
You converted somebody, Laurie.
I know, Aaron. Actually, it's so funny. I was thinking of you when I was at the liquor store reading some of the wine notes on some of these wines I was picking out, and I was thinking of you saying, oh, my God, if Aaron was here, he'd be hysterical. It was like a book. All these different flavors. I'm like, it's impossible.
Yes. How do you put that many flavors inside of one bottle? It just doesn't make sense.
No. And then throw that cheeseburger on top of that.
Yeah.
All right, Laurie, so now, since we're talking wine, we'll segue to that. Do you have a wine of the that you like to talk about?
I have one, actually. It's a Rodney Strong Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's a 2010.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. You like that? Rodney Strong.
Oh, yeah.
They make great wines. But this one, the winemaker's notes say, and it's a quickie, so you'll be very happy. It says, bold fruit aromas. And flavors centered on red plum, and boysenberry, and a rich and mouth-filling texture with soft tannins. So it's a very good wine.
And there's nothing wrong with a quickie.
Holy cow.
Oh, it's going to be a good day.
You guys have got your brain is in the gutter. Your brain is in the gutter. She's supposed to quickie.
Always.
That's just nothing wrong with a quickie.
Oh, what a day.
So that was called Rodney Strong Cabernet Sauvignon 2010.
It's in the $20 price range. I mean, it's funny because sometimes you can see it on sale for $21 and sometimes $28. So, you know, it just depends on your local liquor store what they charge. But it's a really nice holiday drink. You know, I mean, a holiday wine to bring to someone's home if you want to bring them a nice gift. I would suggest that. So.
All right. How about food news? You got any food news for us this morning?
I do. I found this really nice story, and I thought it would be appropriate with everything going on with the Hurricane Sandy. And it says, convenience store industry steps up in post-Sandy relief efforts. As the Northeast tries to get back on its feet after Superstorm Sandy, which, by the way, I was without power for 12 days.
Wow.
So, I'm very lucky because I didn't lose anything, but just, you know, stayed at my brother's, and my parents were there, and I slept on a couch, but I had a warm place and great food every night, so can't complain.
So you have power now, though. Your power's back on,
yeah,
right?
It's nice, and it was nice to be back in my own bed last night. So, but anyway, it says, particularly the hard-hit states of New York and New Jersey, the convenience store industry is pitching in to help. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of the Jersey Shore, and it's just horrific. Very sad. Pennsylvania-based Wawa, which has a large presence of stores in New Jersey, is partnering with the American Red Cross to provide disaster relief assistance to those communities most affected by the storm. It says the effort allows customers to contribute to disaster relief by adding $1, $3, or $5 to their Wawa purchase at checkout, which is really nice. Wawa has also had a strong commitment to providing crisis response and assisting those in need. And we've been partnering with the American Red Cross in these kinds of efforts for decades, Wawa's CEO says. We have a long history of supporting the Red Cross that includes providing aid for Hurricanes Andrew, Katrina, Rita, and the Middle Western floods, the Asian tsunamis, and September 11th. We are committed to doing everything we can to assist in this recent disaster. But this is interesting, too. It says, in addition to funds raised through the in-store campaign, Wawa will make a $100,000 Red Cross donation. The campaign runs through November 11th in Wawa's... Wait a minute, November 11th? Oh, that's tomorrow. Okay. Campaign runs through November 11th in Wawa's 602 stores. So hurry up to the stores, guys. I'm thinking, oh, my God. When I read that, I thought it was... For some reason, I thought it was longer than that. But that's okay. That's fine. It all... You know what? It's all good.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, every little bit helps, and it's been disaster out there, and it's nice that Wawa is chipping in and making the donations.
To do that. But it also says here, I love what Anheuser-Busch is doing with this one. On the supplier side, Anheuser-Busch is stepping in with 44,000 cases of emergency drinking water for this week for residents impacted by Sandy and other natural disasters.
I don't know if it's in your article, but did you see where they actually converted one of their beer lines into a water line, and they're taking beer cans and putting water in them and relabel them as water instead of beer? Yeah, I saw that.
I know. That was really nice. Great idea. Now, cool. I thought for the president, I thought I would read this little snippet. Presidential food obsessions.
Okay.
From jelly beans to cheeseburgers and oddities like cottage cheese with ketchup, food and wine reveals the U.S. president's food obsessions.
So what is our newly reelected president of the United States? What is he like?
Well, a salty sweet dessert lover, one of President Obama's favorite indulgences is France smoked salt caramels. They sound good though. Buttery caramel coated in milk chocolate and sprinkled with smoked sea salt. He had it backstage before he came out to make his speech.
Really? Very interesting.
I know yours would be chocolate brilliant, right?
Oh yeah, it'd be like chocolate bunnies and stuff.
Aaron, what would yours be? Would you have a food obsession?
Yeah, it's called food. Yeah, it's pretty much yep. If it's food, I'm obsessed with it. Pretty much how that goes.
That's it. Oh gosh. I think I'm with you on that. I like it. I like everything. I'm easy. When it comes to food, it's like I like everything. George W. Bush loves what we call homemade cheeseburger pizzas. Because every ingredient of a cheeseburger is on top of a margarita pizza. As governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton frequented Doe's Eat Place in Little Rock, where he often ate greasy jalapeno cheeseburgers. That sounds good. With lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, pickles, and onions. And later, while in the White House, the president's penchant for McDonald's fast food was spoofed on Saturday Night Live. After two heart-related surgeries in 2004 and 2010, Clinton became a vegan in 2011. Yeah. I never become a vegan. I think it would be very difficult.
How much weight did he lose by becoming a vegan?
Oh, gosh. What are you going to say?
A lot. y'all lost me there for a second. My mic died. I didn't know if you noticed that even had gone. You probably didn't miss me anyway.
Oh, we missed you.
You were gone?
Welcome back. We're gone.
Well, I was trying to interject something there, but I couldn't hear a thing you were saying, and I was talking when no one was hearing me. But anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted your.
Oh my gosh.
So who else? What other presidential favorite foods are out there?
Oh, this is fun. Okay. Well, President Reagan kept a jar of jelly beans on his desk in the Oval Office and on Air Force One during his two terms from 80 to 88. It says you can tell a lot about a fella's character by whether he picks out all of one color or just grabs a handful. That's what he said.
Huh.
I'm not a jelly bean person, though.
No, me either. I've never been big on jelly beans.
No.
I like the jelly beans and the gummy foods and that kind of stuff. That's what I like.
You do?
When it comes to candy. But yeah, when it comes to candy kind of stuff, give me the fruity, gummy stuff.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
that's good to know.
Aaron,
I'll make sure. I know what to send you for Christmas now.
Mr. Corey,
imagine this, though. So you get a package of, like, fruity, gooey gummy bears, right?
Right.
You got all those gummy bears down in a bottle of vodka.
You're talking.
You got gooey, gummy, delicious, fruity stuff. They plump up like crazy big, like just awesome. I don't know how you get them out of the bottle. I haven't got that part down yet. But the vodka tastes great.
There you go.
They get caught in my teeth. They're kind of like, it's like gluey, though. It sticks to your teeth. I don't know.
Not when it has vodka in it. It no longer is gluey.
It just washes it down.
It just washes it down. That's it.
There you go.
Well,
all right,
Richard,
well, Laurie, you got any more?
Can I cut you off?
Yeah, I'm hurrying you up because guess what? We're already past our dawn.
Okay, but I'm going to join you guys for the party.
Yeah, I know.
Promise.
You got any more presidential favorite foods before I switch over to the next guest?
I'll just do Richard Nixon's real quick because it says here, cottage cheese and ketchup is a famously favorite dish of the only U.S. president to resign from office. Perhaps the odd combination should have triggered concern that something wasn't quite right in his office. Cottage cheese and ketchup?
Ugh.
But then again, Aaron,
doesn't
you like
sound good at all.
That sounds kind of nasty. That sounds like what might happen that night later after you drink vodka with gummy bears in it.
Now, that's what I was going to say, is after enough vodka with gummy bears, you tend to think that a lot of things might taste good, and let's go ahead and experiment with them. But
yeah.
Even at that stage, I cannot experiment with cottage cheese and ketchup. Absolutely. Does not work.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a break and try to get this thing working the right way, and we're going to be joining the Annapolis Food Group with their get-together, and
yay.
I got all kinds of phone numbers calling in here, so I don't know who is who, but I'm going to take a break. We're going to play, let's play Oakley Smith and his song 20 Pounds of Smoke, and you can figure out what that means. And we'll be back here in about 3.5 minutes to be joining the Annapolis Food Group. Everybody hang tight. We'll be right back.
Factories closed when they moved to Mexico, with a young wife and a baby due any day. I was running out of money, but I wouldn't run away. So I headed down the fence road and the mountainside, off on some old back road anywhere that I could hide. Grew a little weed and I thought that I had it sold when I headed out to Music Town with 20 pounds of smoke. Now it's been 2 years tomorrow since I've seen my wife, and the son that she gave me, I've only seen twice. Where they are right now, man, I just don't know. All the good folks throw away, watching as they turn away from my armored suit, and the ones who freely drive away, just like I used to do. Now it's been 2 years tomorrow since I've seen my wife, and the sun that she gave me, I've only seen twice.
So everybody bear with me here a second. I hopefully can get – are you back, Aaron, my psychic?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
And I think we can get the Jersey Girl back on here with us. Hold on a second. Oh, come on, buttons work. Either I need a new computer or we need a new server or something. Something's not right. Okay, Laura, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
All right. All right. We got all three of us. We're going to be joining the Annapolis – group of food friends, if this thing will allow me to. And hopefully, if I hit this button here, we will have Donna in Annapolis. Donna, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, it's working.
Hey.
Thank goodness. The hands are keeping the thing going. Welcome, Donna, to the show. And I understand you got yourself a big party going on there.
I sure do. Wish you were here.
We wish we were there, too.
We're having cranberry margaritas right now.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
It won't take me long to get there from Florida, would it? I mean, I'm on my way.
No, come on, Mom. We'll meet you halfway.
Hey, Donna. Donna, is somebody in your group? Is someone in your group also calling in with a different number?
No.
Is it just you? Okay, I don't know who the other
number is. I don't know. There could be.
Okay, I don't know who the other number is. So who do you have there at the party?
Well, today it's not that many. I don't know, 12, 15, something like that, because not everyone's here yet. Kind of keeping it small this time of the year. We've had a lot of issues on the East Coast, as you know, with Sandy.
Right.
When I say that, I just kind of draw a blank. But we're doing a tailgate theme this time. All kinds of tailgate, yeah. So come over and we'll let you kick the ball.
Yeah, I wish I could make it. I'm like Aaron. I'm not sure how long it would take to catch a flight from California to go to Annapolis. I think the party might be over by the time I got there.
Hey, we could prolong a party for you.
Hey.
Oh, great answer, Tim, Donna. You just scored points. I wanted to get there and surprise Katarina and everything, but the problem was being without power for 12 days. I couldn't get myself in gear. I would have never made it. So, I'm gonna do everything I can for the spring when you guys get together. So.
Wait a minute. So basically, the surprise is that you're not going to be there, right?
our very good friend Brian was not able to make it today at the 11th hour. And,
I saw that. Put on a post.
Yeah, he's not. He didn't make it, so he's fired. So we're not eating any more of his free food.
For those of you who don't know what these people do, they're all Facebook friends, and a lot of them are foodies. Or I guess you're all foodies, and they all get together about every 6 or 8 weeks, and they put together different types of food, join together, and it's kind of like a potluck type thing. Everybody brings a dish, and they get there, and they're at Donna's house, and they just sort of share recipes and share food, and it's always interesting to see what you guys have come up with. So anybody there who want to get on the phone and tell us about what type of food they brought to the party?
Well, there certainly is. Hold on. Sharon is here.
All right. Put them on.
You know Sharon.
Hi there. This is Sharon.
Hi there.
How are you?
All right. Welcome to the show. So what did you bring to the party?
Well, I decided to do a dip, and I love Reuben sandwiches, so I put together a Reuben dip that has all types of cheese in it, Thousand Island dressing on the top, corned beef inside of it, and then I made some gluten-free pumpernickel bread to dip it in. So it's a real treat, and then I brought a salad with three different homemade dressings.
Great. you guys must have like a table full of food.
We usually do. By the end of when we get everything prepared, we do have a massive table. And I always try to get some really good pictures because I'm a food photographer too, and then we'll have those posted so everyone can enjoy those. And
great.
We can remember.
That'll be posted on Facebook later today or tomorrow?
Probably by Monday. It usually takes me a day to recover from the party. We have Linda here. She makes all the drinks, and she keeps us pretty well happy.
So who else is there would like to tell us what they brought to the party?
Okay, well, Linda's here, and she's the one that did the margaritas, and she's walking around the table here real quick. But thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much, because Reuben's are my favorite sandwich, by the way, just in case anybody ever wants to send me a sandwich ever.
Oh, coming.
So yeah, back up a Ruben.
So who we got now?
Hi, this is Linda from Dinner Planet.
Hey. Hello, how are
and
you doing?
So
what
how are
did
you?
So what did you bring to the party?
I brought the cranberry margaritas,
yes.
And the frozen ones. Since it's also our 1-year anniversary, we're going to do some special bellinis too. And one is with cranberry shrub and kumquat preserved slices of kumquat to float on the top.
Wow.
I've also done a cranberry salsa that everybody seems to be real happy with. And then I also brought a blacktop marble cheesecake.
Man,
wow.
You know what, guys? Laurie, Aaron, we're at the wrong place.
I know.
I'm very upset that I am not there right now.
Hey, when is the next one of these things going to be?
He wants to know when the next one will be, Donna. In March.
Well, you know what? We might have to figure out a way to attend the next one in March because it sounds like we're missing out on a lot of fun.
My 2013 count is in March.
You're definitely going to that one, Laurie?
Oh, yes, because I just, like I said, if it wasn't for me getting the power on, not having the power on for all this time, I just couldn't, with my parents helping them get settled back, yes, I'm definitely going to be there next time.
Great. Well, maybe we have to figure out how we can do a show, the Green Ideas Radio Show, right there in Annapolis, Maryland. Maybe we do that in March. We'll have to figure that out, Aaron.
We'll figure whatever out. As long as there's some Reuben dip again.
You have to plan. Definitely, you guys have to plan to be there with all of us. That would be wonderful.
All right, we'll have to do that. So anybody out there at the party who wants to share some of their recipes on the radio as to what they brought?
We have Marty here from Columbia. Hold on.
Hi, this is Marty.
Right. Hey, Marty, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine. Thanks for having us.
What delicious treat did you bring to the party?
Well, I hope they're delicious. They are bourbon maple chicken wings.
Ooh.
Oh.
That sounds really good.
I know. I actually get hungry. And we have this show all the time. I get so hungry. I raid the pantry and the refrigerator afterwards. This is killing me right now.
Yeah, that's the whole suggestion of food makes you just want to go hit the pantry, even if all you have is rice crackers.
Exactly.
The problem is it makes you want to raid the pantry, and you should only have rice crackers in the pantry.
No,
after the show.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Did Katerina make it there yet?
Sorry, didn't catch that.
I said, did Katerina make it to the party yet?
No, she's going to be late. I think probably about a half an hour.
Okay, so she was too busy doing the sinful desserts earlier. She couldn't make it to the party. So does anybody else there want to come on the show and tell us what they brought to the party?
Hey, let's put Iris on here from Chicken Moose Deli.
All right, Iris.
She's a lot of fun. Iris is our secretary. She does the notes for us.
And the tasting.
And the tasting. Yeah, she's our taster and our very, very good friend.
So cranberry salsa is absolutely delicious. That's all I have to say.
Well said.
Well said. That's right.
Forget the tasting notes like the wine.
Well,
this is Donna,
you going to post any of these? Are these people going to post any of their recipes that they'll be able to share on Facebook?
Actually, we have a Facebook page that's private.
Oh, okay.
It's not open. We don't know where we're going with this. So, you know, our group is sort of by invitation only.
Okay.
We do have a waiting list of people who want to join us.
All right.
And it gets kind of tricky. It really, really does. We also are having today, and I think you'll enjoy this, brilliant oyster stew with some very, very good bay oysters.
Oh, that sounds good.
and vegetable crab soup. So, and Brian made some kind of soup. I wish I could give you his phone number and you could go bust on him. He showed us pictures of it on Facebook, but he didn't show up.
We appreciate you letting us come in and just find out what you guys are doing, and we're going to try to make plans during March, and we're going to basically crash your party, even though we haven't really officially been invited. We may show up anyway, so you might want to tie down everything, because if Aaron and Frank show up there, there might be problems.
But you know, I promise I will bring food. I will bring food. It might be Ritz crackers, but I'll bring something.
No, you show up here. You come on, and you know we're overlooking the beautiful Severn River here in Annapolis, Maryland, and it's beautiful here today, sunshine, and we're all thankful to be here. And I just have one other thing to say, and please don't let anyone forget the victims of Sandy.
Yeah, definitely.
$1 to the Red Cross will mean a whole lot.
Yes, it would. Yeah. Everybody do that. It's real easy to donate money through the Red Cross. I mean, they've got it set up so you can go to their website, or you actually can do it on your iPhone. So everybody make a donation for those that were affected by the hurricane. And, guys, thanks again. Enjoy yourself. Don't get into too much trouble, and don't drink too much. Well, yeah, you can if you want, but have a good time.
We will, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
Bye.
And there you go, guys. It sounds like they're having a good time. They get together, like I said, every 6 or 8 weeks. I guess they're putting off some time because of the holidays. The next one's going to be March. And, Laurie, we're going to have to make some arrangements to be there.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, if it wasn't for me, even out power for so long, and trying to get my parents settled back, it was a lot, you know, because they had to move all the food out of, you know, their freezer, refrigerator, bring it to my brothers and then my sisters. So we were bringing our food different places so it wouldn't go bad, and then bringing it all back and getting their beds set up again because they had to bring all their pillows and their sheets to everybody's places. So it was a lot, and I was tired. I'll be there.
You have a pretty good excuse. I'm sure they'll let you get by on that one. So on that note, we're going to take another break here. We're going to be bringing on Emily Ellen, and I was going to try to make it sound like it was live, but I have to admit something, guys. I was going to edit it so that people thought that Emily was on live with us today, and I'm like, when it comes to editing, I'm like a monkey with a 1,000-piece puzzle, and I just couldn't figure out how to edit it the proper way, so I'll just tell everybody.
We love you, Emily.
This was taped earlier in the week, and you'll know about some of the things we talk about that were supposed to be edited out. But anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be bringing on our interview with Emily Ellen. Emily's going to be joining us the next few weeks, coming through with some interviews at different restaurants in Florida. And I guess, Aaron, you're going to also be trying to get together with Emily and maybe do some restaurant interviews live. So we're looking forward to all that. So everybody hang tight. Laurie, thank you for joining us this morning. I'm going to let you go too, and I'm going to go to break. We're going to play another one of Sister Monica's songs and go straight to the Emily Ellen unedited interview, and we'll be back after the interview. Everybody hang tight, and here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hug me like you love me, baby, don't you let me go. make my body tremble. Don't wanna let you go. A kiss is real good, holding hands is alright. But when you hug me like you love me, you can spend the night. Hug me like you love me.
Fun, and it just goes on and on, so I'll have to share with you my calendar of events. Maybe we can post them up on the website. They will for sure be on my website, EmilyEllen.com. So you'll have to join me.
Speaking of calendar and speaking of EmilyEllen.com, that's what you wanted to talk about, I think. You have a new calendar that's coming out. That was quite the segue, by the way. You have
Emily's it's going to be so much fun. It's Emily's 2013 Food, Fun, and Fashion Calendar. It's being printed right now, but you can definitely buy it at pre-sale on EmilyEllen.com. And it's just fun. It's a totally retro rad 7x7 calendar. It looks like a old 45. And it's just fun. Good pictures, sharing recipes and cooking tips and fashion tips. And it's just out there for my fans who are demanding a book right now. And Lord knows I'm working on one, but I wanted to get something out for the holidays. And so this is just a great way to celebrate.
Well, I'm looking at it online right now, and it's you're limiting this to, 250 copies of the personally autographed by you?
That's right. I'll send little notes with all my calendars. I heard Aaron wants to buy 10 of them. Is that true?
At least 15. I think it's time to wallpaper my room with the calendar. Done.
Yeah. What is more rad than that?
Emily, you think he's kidding. He's not.
I know he's not. That is what's so awesome.
So if people want to find this, if you want to find this calendar, all they have to do is go to EmilyEllen.com, and then you've got a section here that's called Emily's Food, Fun, and Fashion 2013 Calendar. And if they want to pre-buy it before, what's the date? December the 10th? They can actually purchase this. And how much does it cost?
Just $12 plus shipping and handling-ish.
Okay. Shipping and handling-ish.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like one of those postage calculators. It figures it out. It does the magic work for us. So
what are we going to find in this calendar? I'm looking at one of them in August on your website here. You've got simple apple cider jelly. So what is simple apple cider jelly?
You can make apple cider jelly by just cooking down a gallon of apple cider. It's the most basic recipe. So people who say, I can't cook, I can't make all that jelly jam, I can't can, I tell them, well, that's just a load, because that's not true. You can take a gallon of unpasteurized apple cider and you can cook it down, and it makes the most awesome, delightful jelly. Huh. It's out of this world. It's so good.
So when you cook it down, it actually caramelizes into a jelly?
Yeah, it just actually reduces and concentrates, and the natural pectin in the apples make it a jelly in jelly form. And it does. It makes the best apple jelly. And it's so easy, you don't even have to think about it.
What kind of other recipes are in your calendar?
Well, I'm sharing, some of my basic cake recipes and just good. I'm just working in fashion tips and drink ideas. You know, May with Cinco de Mayo, you've got to be shaking up some cocktails. So
okay, now you're talking our language.
Yes, I'm working in a good mix. So everybody, there's something in there for everyone. So you've got to check it out.
Yeah, maybe I'm sure I'll understand, because I'm kind of stupid. So according to your website, are you going to only have 250 that you're personally autographing, or is that not just 250 altogether?
I'm doing a limited edition print, 250. Hopefully they'll be collectibles.
Wow, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to remember, you got us folks here on the radio. You know, there's two guys, and well, there's one guy who wants 15 of them. He'll buy some. I tell you what, never mind. Go ahead, Aaron, buy me a couple too while you're at it.
Yeah.
I got you. Wait a minute.
Aaron, if you buy 215.
Then I'll just make them out to whomever you'd like. You give me the list.
There you go.
I'll give the other couple for.
Can they all say to Aaron, love of my life? Can they all say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That'll cost you extra. That's with the shipping and handling if comes in.
So, Emily, what other exciting things do you have going on? Do you have any big plans coming up in the near future?
Well, I will be cooking up some yummy turkey dinner. I have a couple of private classes that I'm working on for the holidays. I've been working on providing private classes for canning and jamming and just doing some cooking classes, personal stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to be posting that up on my website as well so everyone can look and find the information. I'm working with Rosen Shingle Creek, and we're going to be putting on a madman-inspired cocktail party. I have some great stuff I'm cooking up for the Florida Hospital, and then we're into the holidays, and it is action-packed. It goes into holiday soirees, winter festivals, and all that good stuff. But I will be for sure posting that on my calendar of events, so I'm just keeping busy. And trying to get back on that TV.
Well, that's what.
That was going to be my question. When do we get to see you on TV again?
Well, fingers crossed, stars aligned. It will be happening sooner than later. So, we'll be cooking up some projects. I just can't give out any secrets yet. But
yeah,
as soon as I find out, you guys. What?
Well, interpretation, if she tells you, Aaron, she has to shoot you.
Then I don't need to know just yet. I can be a little bit patient. I'm not known for my patience, but I can be a little bit patient.
Yeah, just be patient. Keep by the calendar. Look forward to the 2013 year, and we'll have tons of things in the works. Don't you worry. And think, I'll be working on a book as well, Leave It to Cleaver, with all my retro rad recipes. So that'll be out soon enough.
Well, great. Well, we wanted for you to touch base with us and tell us about your calendar. And we want to make sure everyone who's listening to the show to go check out your website and buy the pre-purchase of the calendar. You just go to emilyellen.com, and then there's a section there you just click on, it takes you right over to her food, fun, and fashion calendar, and put your orders in because those 250 copies are going quick, especially since Aaron's going to go buy most of them when the show is over.
That's right. Get them now.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Emily. Well, did you have anything else you want to share with us before we let you go? I know you're a busy lady.
I think that's it right now. I'm going to go recover from the Oyster Fest.
Yeah, be careful with those oysters. Hope you feel better.
Yeah. Well, I am looking. It was a great time, I have to say. The Oyster Fest in Alabama and the Gulf Shores was wonderful, and I got to hang out with all my girlfriends from the Next Network Star. Michelle was there, Linky, Nikki, and Marty, and it was just a great time.
Well, you know what happens if you eat too many oysters, but I guess we won't go there.
Yes, but you have to eat good oysters.
There's got to be good ones. One bad one ruined all of that.
That's true.
All right,
so,
Emily. Well,
Lord help me.
Thank you for joining us, and we will make sure we send people your way to hopefully sell out those calendars really quick.
Woo! I look forward to it, and I will keep you posted on all upcoming projects.
Great. Thanks
please,
a lot.
Please do. That's awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right.
Take care,
bye-bye.
Guys. Talk to you soon.
And there you go. That's Emily Ellen. Check out her website. Go buy her calendar before Aaron buys them all. And leave a few of them there for the listeners there, Aaron.
Oh, if I have to, I'll leave a couple.
All right, and that's it. That's Emily Ellen, and we appreciate everybody hanging in there with us. And everyone, take care. We're going to play another song here. You got any requests there, Mr. Aaron? You got any favorite music you want us to play? Favorite songs we've had on before?
No, I don't at this moment. The only other thing that keeps popping into my head is is that I shouldn't talk when I've been drinking. So, you know, shouldn't speak my mind when I've been drinking. That's all that keeps running through my head.
All right, we'll close out of that note. We're going to play a little Bellamy Baylor with her song, You're a Good Salesman. She was one of our guests just a few weeks ago. Everyone, we're going to play Bellamy Baylor, You're a Good Salesman. We'll be back here in about 3.5 minutes.
Another party, another something. God,
Well, she says that you're welcome anytime, so I would take her up on that. You might get some free counters if you play your cards right.
Possibly.
Well, everybody, we're almost through our 2 hours today, and we'd like to thank all of our guests who joined us this morning. Katarina, thank you very much for your
Thanksgiving dessert treats. We're going to check those out on goodfoodgourmet.com and Savorici. Thank you for all those sensual recipes for love. And everyone check out her website, Savorici.com. And then, of course, Laurie, we appreciate all your news about presidential favorite foods and the wine. And what was that wine called again? What was it called? Blue Cowboy? What'd you say?
Oh, Purple Cowboy that I got?
Purple Cowboy.
Oh, yeah. Purple Cowboy. And the crazy, you know, it's from Santa Rosa, California. So it's got to be good because it comes from California.
I've never seen it. Purple Cowboy.
Yeah. Purple Cowboy. It's Knight Rider Merlot. So there were so many things going on with this bottle that I couldn't pass it up. You name it, Knight Rider Merlot. That's the flavor. This is like the Hoff in a bottle. How do you not drink that?
I don't know. When you said Purple Cowboy, I thought of Brokeback Mountain, but I guess that might have been Pink Cowboy. But we better shush before we get in trouble.
Could have been Pink Cowboy. Purple, I can let that fly.
And we'd like to thank the Annapolis Food Group. And, you know, it was funny. They said they're a secret society. So, you know, we got to figure out how to get into that secret society because they have a secret Facebook page. Like, so we got to figure out how to get involved in that. And then,
my bet,
of course,
is that a Dakota ring comes in a box of Frankenberry that you can only get in October. There's a Dakota ring that comes with instructions for the secret handshake and a sign on how to follow the next clue to the next location of the next party. I'm sure it's got to all be linked together.
It's got to be all linked together. And by the way, speaking of that, I got to say something. We had a contest. This is, I mean, to me, it's hilarious. Maybe it's not that funny to everybody else, but last week we talked about the contest where we're going to give away the free Frankenberry and Booberry, and all you had to do was write a limerick. And I found out something, Aaron, that people don't know what a limerick is.
Don't know what a limerick is. No, not many. Not many know what a limerick is. It was pretty comical to me. I tried to be nice. I didn't want to bust anybody too hard. It's not really quite a limerick, but whatever.
Well, yours was a great one, by the way. And everybody, I want to actually extend this contest another week because I truly can't pick a winner because I don't think anybody actually wrote a true limerick. A limerick is the rhyme scheme goes A-A, B-B-A.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't understand what that means, look it up on Google. But we're still looking for a limerick about the show. There were some that were really good, but they weren't limericks. So I really can't give away the gifts. And, oh, by the way, those who have been waiting for their mugs for past contests we've had, I had several issues with getting the mugs, and they came in, they were misprinted, and then we had some changes in the show and time changes and et cetera, et cetera. So to make a long story short, for all those people who have been waiting for their freaking mugs, you're going to get two of them when we do send them to you. They're supposed to be in this week, and it's actually still the old design because there's still a mix-up. But I just want to tell everybody who does listen, thank you for participating. I'm not trying to shaft you. You are going to get your mugs. It's just been a mix-up on printing. So the nice thing is when they do come, it'll be late, but you'll get two of them. They are nice coffee mugs. And by the way, Aaron, I'm sending you a couple of them, too, when they get here.
Awesome. I'll drink out of nothing else.
That pretty much blows through the whole show. We did it for 2 hours. I didn't know if we could make it, but we did. And when I was listening to the taped interview with Emily, I asked you what your favorite song was, and then you mentioned it, and I completely ignored you, I guess, because I didn't understand what you were saying.
It was so funny to me. Cause I was like, well, I guess he's not worried about me speaking my mind when I'm drinking, so I guess we're not going to play that song.
I went back and listened to it. I'm like, I think I completely ignored him, and I did because I didn't understand what you said. So what I want to do is close out the show with the song that my sidekick decided one of his favorites, which is Speak Your Mind, and there is a hidden message in the song. It's by Bo Porter, who actually did not show up for our show, but we did play his music, and it's a good song. So I'm going to play that as a closing song. I want to mention, too, that next week, before we go here, we have Haas is here joining us. He's a chef in Northern California. I believe he's coming on. We also have another group coming on that basically they cook in the old pilgrim method with wood and fire and the way the pilgrims did it, and they give demonstrations. And I believe they're supposed to be on to come on and tell us how to cook like the pilgrims cook. And then we have a singer who's a great singer. Her name is Michelle Vreeland, and I think you guys will enjoy her music. And then the upcoming weeks, we've got a whole list of folks that are lining up. Once again, thank you for making us number two. Keep listening. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell your enemies. Anybody out there to listen to our show. We're trying to shoot for number one. And also, if you want to be a sponsor or participate in the show, all you have to do is contact me, grillionideas@earthlink.net, or you can go to Facebook and send me a message there. And Aaron, did you have any more words of wisdom you'd like to share before we close out the show?
Okay. I know you're not asking me for words of wisdom. There is not ever does a word come out of my mouth that is wise.
And you know what? That actually was pretty wise. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us again this Saturday. We will see you next week on the show, and keep listening, and everybody have a nice weekend and take care. And I'm going to play your favorite song, and it's called what was it called again? Speak Your Mind. Everyone
Speak
have a nice one. We'll see you next week.
Speak your mind, but not while you're drinking. Liable to say just to what you're thinking. Keep the peace, just get along. You might be right, but it could go so wrong. Now bite your tongue, but don't say nothing. Don't dare push that button. Liquor's talking, but you said it. Open your mouth and you're gonna regret it. Now me and my gal went out the other night. I started drinking, hell, I got tight. That's when she asked me what I thought about her mother. I opened my mouth and, oh, brother, speak your mind, but not while you're drinking. Bible will say just what you're thinking. Keep the peace and just get along. You might be right, but it could go wrong now.
And doesn't it seem like they always let the biggest goofball work the late night drive through window?
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box.